Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What storm is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
Isolators, assemble! It is Monday, the 24th of January, 2022. Welcome to the Insulation Tripod with me, Lil Nobblers.
Nobblers!
It is a beautiful day looking out the window, and it is an exciting day for me because I'm doing my first actual show this evening. Yes, in a small room upstairs in a pub, but for 2 years. So I have been doing what we would call in the stand-up game some sets, as in you go on other people's shows with a host and all the rest of it. But I feel my strength, the thing that I love most about stand-up, is just going on loosey-goosey and dicking around for ages. And I'm doing... So pubs are back. On Friday's Tripod, that was highly unexpected announcement came. In fact, I went to the pub on Friday night and we watched the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, the Irish Prime Minister, make the announcement that hospitality and events were coming back, and the whole pub went silent like we were watching Ireland in the World Cup in 1990. And then So Saturday night was the first night pubs were back open until regular closing time. And let's just say I undermined the healthy day I'd been having up to that point. I undermined 2022 new you brackets me. I'd done such a healthy shop. I did the healthiest shop I have ever. I did a zero treats shop. I bought crisps and a big bag of M&Ms. But apart from that, it was all Greek yogurt, broccoli, put the broccoli in the Greek yogurt, heat it up. That's probably very healthy dinner. You know what I mean? And I have been pretty healthy. But then I did have an uncalculatable number of pints of stout. And yeah, I did have wind from it yesterday. And in a way, that was such a novelty. I was nostalgic for that as well. I went out on Saturday night, went to the Lord Edward, which, if you don't know it, it's probably the name implies it's aristocratic, and that's not necessarily the vibe. It's a come one, come all. I mean, in a way, it's like a definitive Dublin pub. It's not fancy. It's kind of rudimentary on the inside, but just the joy at being out. I was with my friend Fiona, and do you know the moment that will probably stay with me was I went into the loo at one point, and I was at the end of at the end of the porcelain trough. I think that's to ladies. Sorry, if you didn't know, you know now. That's what's in there. There was just a sweeping brush. Just the saddest sweeping brush. The most long-suffering sweeping brush. I don't know what exactly its job is, but it was there. And I saw it. And it made me smile. As in, like, this is what I've missed. Over the last 2 years, you think about, like what are the moments in pubs? And they're to do with the obvious things, like meeting friends and meeting new people and having a drink and laughter and that sort of acoustic of a pub. You don't think about the actual sights and sounds and smells, such as just an old, sad sweeping brush sitting at the end of a trough of wheeze. But yeah, that was almost, yeah, that's probably my number one takeaway memory. That, and then we strolled around the city with another friend of mine, and we were sitting on a bench on Thomas Street, and a rat ran by. And even that, I was like, yes, this feels like we're back. So as part of being back, I need to figure out how to do, like, long form solo comedy shows again. I've been writing quite a lot for the last 2 years, but we need to figure out if anyone else finds any of it funny. I've been doing my best to stay up to practice. Oh, there was a period there where it was very difficult, just having to, you know, get on the mic in Super Value and do stand-up comedy there, just yelling comedy in through random letterboxes. But tonight, I think there'll be 20 people there. I've developed this way of trying out new material, which is I do free gigs, because whatever the non-paying thing does, it frees me psychologically just to not worry whether this is going badly. I can improvise much more. I'll record it and listen back. Look, you get what you pay for. And the audience will have, 20 of them will have paid nothing in. And at the end, we will have a group chat as to whether it was any good. That is the plan. Also, the other news of recent days is I've got, can you identify this mystery sound here? Yeah? Do you know what that is? That's a snap bracelet. Is that what they're called in all countries? You know, it's a piece of plastic that starts off like a school ruler, and then if you hit it off an ankle or a wrist, it coils around it like a reflective snake. I've got 1,000 of them. Yeah, I know. Did you ever order something on the internet, and then by the time it arrives, because it takes a long time, you've forgotten why you ordered it? It sort of gives you a new perspective on it. And that's, so I've my plan is, it's got my name written on one side of the snap bracelets. I recorded an album during lockdown in my car in the night on the island in a storm, and I like, on my phone, and I like the recording a lot, because it's not like other stand-up comedy albums. But I want to give it a physical release. But the CD is dead. I don't feel that it, like, it, I don't think you'd listen to it if you had it on vinyl. So I'm releasing it on snap bracelet. So I'll get download codes and stick them to the back side of it. And it could become, do you think it could become a new thing? So I need to do loads of gigs now over the next while, and hopefully I can start touring around again. Now, the bad news for things opening up from an isolation podcast point of view means that this will be the last week of it. Yeah, I know, we've said that twice before, but it'll be a good week, don't get me wrong, but then we will put the isolation podcast just in a trunk marked the past. We will say thank you for getting me, David O'Doherty, through the last 2 years, brackets with a 400-day gap between seasons two and three, but it is now time to move forward in our lives. Does that make sense? I apologize to countries that are still on lockdown, but yeah, I think the time feels right for me. An incredible, I mean, there's so many memories of it. And Ruth, actually, yes, I'll mention this now. Ruth, who has a Instagram account called Rudy Creative, R-O-O-D-E-E. She has done a poster, an A to Z commemorative tripod poster with things that you may remember. Go and look at it. She's flogging them on her Etsy. And I say, more power to you, Ruth. You might as well. So this will be the last week of this. But let's have some fun. Let me know. Give me your top tripod memories. DOD@secondcaptains.com.
I'm doing you a favor.
Who is your favorite David?
I'm not God.
Who is your favorite David?
It's okay.
Not David underscore O'Darty 33.
Some of my fans said I'm too proud of myself.
How are you doing today?
Because he is not me.
I'm not God.
When have you been a fan of mine?
Friday's tripod was dedicated to Catherine and Shane Nesbitt because Catherine had written in to say that Shane always falls asleep in the first 5 seconds of the podcast, but she was wondering whether the information, there were signs that some of the information from it was subliminally getting through to him. So on Friday, I put messages for him throughout. We discussed it at the start.
Shane, go on eBay.
And Catherine has written in, Dear Nobblers, apologies for my lateness with the email regarding our research. Yeah, it was research, correct. Shane and I had a big mayhem Friday ourselves, a lot of red wine, and we were a little late to the tripod this weekend. I wasn't sure the messaging would work, as when we did come to listen to it, he heard the little intro. Despite actively being talked about, he still managed to fall asleep a few minutes later and wasn't aware of any of the later subliminal messages in the episode. Great to know.
Shane, tomorrow, don't use any nouns.
Wow. Rarely has a piece of psychological research just been thrown in the bin like that. Thank you, Shane. You're asleep now.
Shane.
Go fuck yourself. Now it's time for a Google. This is an epic Google. This one comes from Dara O'Hagan. Dearest Diddles O'Donnellsworth. That's my name. Now that the pandemonio is finished. Well, bit early for that now, old Dara. This might be my last chance to write to you. I want to write to you so many times. I had dictionary entries, say my names, and Googles. But I never took the time. And now I'm isolating with the Omicron well. And have nothing but time while everyone else is in the pub after 8 p.m. like it's Las Vegas or Gomorrah or something. Guilty! I also wanted to tell you that I saw you at the Melbourne Comedy Festival in 2009. You asked for song requests. I shouted Orange and you said no. I was embarrassed in front of my then girlfriend. We broke up a short time later. Oh, no. Look, I don't remember the incident. Firstly, it's 13 years ago. Can we just move on? Orange was a song of mine from 2005, maybe. And so it's not unreasonable not to remember it 4 years later. You broke up a short time later. What a kicker that is. I don't hold it against you. Instead, I wanted to bring more entertainment to your way. I think in one of the previous tripods, you had a segment for things you believed as a kid. And if not, this probably fits in as a Google anyway. When I was in primary school, I would spend a lot of time daydreaming and looking into space. It became so bad, I wouldn't even notice the teacher standing in front of me. Wow, that is big daydreaming, Dara. Yeah. So my teachers and parents thought it would be pertinent to outrule the chance that I might be having absent seizures. So I was referred for an EEG. Whoa, one of the things where you go into the tube and it spins around like you're training to go to the moon. At this stage, I was 10, and all I knew was the EEG was going to look into my brain and see what's going on in there. I assumed it could see my thoughts. Yes, I see where that would... Oh, your 10-year-old brain's thoughts. Being 10, I was at that awkward age of having a cursory knowledge of sex. The details were extremely sketchy, mainly from information I put together on the playground and empty beer cans, which used to have scantily clad women on them. They did! Tenants... 500 mil cans used to have, I mean, how bizarre. There's times you think back on your childhood and you're like, was that the 1950s? No, it was the 90s. I was now in the terrifying situation of having my rudimentary thoughts being printed from my brain onto a page for the doctors and my parents and my teachers to see. I was picturing a printout of a topless lady in ones and zeros, old Commodore 64 style. I absolutely love this. The only way I could think to avoid this awkwardness was to concentrate really hard on a different image and ensure that that was the thought of my brain that ended up on the paper. It's really because, you know, if you try not to, then the thing just keeps coming. The image I decided to focus all my energy on was my then hero, still is, Paddy Bonner, saving a penalty from Daniel Tomofte in the 1990 World Cup.
To Pat Bonner, boy from Donegal, where they tell me, in fact, you should pronounce it Bona.
So it is... the second Ireland qualify from the group after a bunch of boring draws, and then we're playing Romania. And this is for everyone knows this, I'd say.
Tomofte against Bonner.
Anyway, it was the farthest, it was one of the greatest sporting events, yep, I would say, in the history of the country. And the keeper, Paddy Bonner, dived the right way and he saves it. And the Is that when the commentator says the nation holds its breath? No, I think that's when Dave O'Leary scores.
The big man from Donegal has set it up.
Anyway, imagine my disappointment when the printout from my brain consisted of a bunch of squiggly lines and not a resplendent binary recreation of Paddy Bonner at full stretch sending Ireland into the quarterfinals. Anyway, I wasn't having seizures and my parents still don't know what I know about sex. You were just a space cadet. You were just staring off into space. I'm now a doctor. Yeah, working in the ICU. And on occasion, have to request EEGs for our patients. Oh, you little filth bag. You just want to see those ones and zero boobs. I still break out in sweats with bystander cringe anytime I'm asked to pull up an EEG report in case the patient is having sex dreams. Dara, you... this is some great doctoring. I hope you're not fired after me reading this in. I told this to my friends a few years ago. In true friend style, they decided to immortalize my youthful innocence with a framed picture of Paddy Bonner making that save for my 40th birthday. He's attached a picture of it. I guess the thing would be if you feel turned on when you see, yeah, you know, I don't know how kinks start. But is this how that is your sexy vid that you pop on when you're feeling lonely? While we're on Paddy Bonner, back at the start of the Pando, your second captain's brothers asked to share examples of our crap sports videos with the promise of a second captain's sports book hamper for the worst videos. Well, they absolutely ripped into my Canavan Way and Paddy Bonner story videos, but the hamper never materialized. Ooh, I'll have a word with the top brass. Thanks for the memories and the company. And he says, PPS, I'm usually just walking when I listen to the P. Diddy cast. That's its name. Dara, what a beautiful Google.
Ask Donalds. Ask Donalds. I'm not God.
In the almost 2 years that I've been doing this tripod, brackets with a 400-day gap in the middle of it, I don't think I have ever been as confused by a correspondence as I am with this Say My Name. Ronan Jingles writes, G-I-N-G-L-E-S, Dear Dr. Doddle Little, that's my name. The name is Jingles, Ronan Jingles. and I'm hijacking this segment to perform some very self-serving public service broadcasting in the hope that I may never again experience the complications of surname anxiety. Despite being born and bred of generations of County Meath stock, mine is a very rare family name in Ireland, confined to my own immediate family, to the best of my knowledge. We were the only Jingleses in the big thick telecom era and phone directory when such a thing existed. The first syllable, okay, now we come to the money part of this. The first syllable in Jingles begins with a soft G, Jingles. So a hard G would be Gingles. As in, so he says, as in a shot of the juniper-infused alcoholic spirit, often paired with tonic and oversized bulbous glasses. That's gin. Therefore, the name is Jingles. Jingles. Do you want me to say it like Jingles? Jingles. I want to be crystal clear on this, he says somewhat threateningly. Kindly ensure that you've gotten this fundamental right before engaging the microphone so as to save us all some embarrassment. Ronan, I've read the email like three times. The point is, when I introduce myself, or correctly, 68.7% of people, so specific, even folk I've known for years who decide to mispronounce it with a hard G, presumably that's then Gingles, there's a fair chance my interlocutor's eyes will light up as if overwhelmed by sudden inspiration. It really is like Father Ted, where the tour guide at the very dark cave struggles to fight the urge to bark, "I don't believe it," to Victor Meldrew. Unable to resist, they will instinctively react by mentioning or even launching into an impromptu rendition of a certain well-known Christmas carol involving bells dashing through the snow and a one-horse open sleigh. And they'll invariably think this is both original and hilarious material. So, Jingles. We are Jingles. It is beyond tedious. As a child, December was psychologically difficult for me. With that song prominent in people's minds, bloody campanology references a go-go ringing through the schoolyard, ding-dong merrily on high. Jingles. Ronan. Jingles. But I've taken ownership of the offending song to the extent that now, with small kids of my own, little Jingleses, whenever we hear it being played towards the end of the year, I tell them we are in royalties each time and are as rich as Shane McGowan is thanks to Fairy Tale of New York. This is a lie I will come to regret as they grow up poor and disillusioned by the music industry. Jingles. And so, as an aside, in the 1999 prison film The Green Mile, there's a character called Mr. Jingles, with a J. He serves as a sort of comforting spiritual presence to the condemned death row inmate. If I am ever being formally addressed, I cannot be full sure it is not by reference to this. My unease is due to the fact that he happens to be a mouse. So I'm now having read it for the third time. I believe it is Jingle. Can you confirm, Ronan, you are Jingle? That is, thank you for giving me this platform and therapy session. I have a feeling it may have made things worse, really. Ronan Jingles. And he says, set to music if you like. Bad case of shingles, watching men's tennis singles, opening a tube of Pringles. Thank you, Ronan Jingles.
Happy Christmas!
We're going out today with, I would say, the last ever Jigsaw News.
Jigsaw News. Happy Christmas!
There it is, the last piece of the jigsaw.
Jigsaw News.
This jigsaw, it's so hard!
You dill some pussy, eh?
Bastards is in there too.
Go on the rocks.
Jigsaw News, let's never forget. Podge Bulfin, old school isolating Stan, set up the jigsaw.news website, which has the full list of from pandemic lockdown one. People were doing a lot of jigsaws, and we attempted for the first time to make a jigsaw glossary of cool new terms associated with jigsawing. Matthew Coakley writes, "Dear Dodley, Dodley, Dodley." That's my name, Matthew Coakley. Ça va? Oh, ça va bien. Merci. I'm writing from isolation in Paris and would like to propose a new entry to the Jigtionary in light of recent events. I mean, we haven't spoken about the Jigtionary for a year and a half, but yes. Okay, I will entertain a possible new entry. I bought my girlfriend a jigsaw. of the wine regions of France, photo attached for Christmas. She informed me during the week that despite the great subject matter, she will not attempt the jig, as too much of it is just white background. So yeah, it does. It's a map of France. It's mostly whiteness in it. She says only a psychopath would enjoy putting hundreds of plain white pieces together. Fair point, Mrs. Coakley. I have been suffering from rejection. I might add that I came back from a ski trip and gave her COVID for her 30th birthday. So being on the tripod would be a real win for us. Yours in trisolation, Matthew and Anna. I mean, firstly, get well soon. But secondly, you're going to the jinctionary. Will I ever say that again in my life? Oh my goodness. Something to ponder. To the ISIL haters, those who haven't signed up for the full Second Captain's World Service, I bid you adieu. And thank you very much for joining me in my various isolations over the last few years. To the isolators, I'll see you all on Wednesday. Bye, guys!
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.